Unit 4. Why are teenagers more prone to addiction?
Good morning, everyone. Our topic this week on Teens of America Radio is the question, why drug use and addictions are more likely among teenagers? I'm happy to welcome Mr. Shoemaker from Recovery Ways, an addiction treatment center in Utah.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
More than 60% of teens have tried alcohol, more than 35% have used marijuana, and more than 14% have misused prescription drugs. Isn't that alarming?
Well, you're right. It is. While some experimentation among teens is inevitable, it is not inconsequential. Many teens who experiment with drugs and alcohol will not develop a substance use issue. But early use is a very significant risk factor for developing an addiction. There are lots of reasons teens may be more prone to developing addictions.
Please tell us more about the reasons.
First off, teens learn really quickly, much more quickly than adults. This advantage teens have over adults is due to the fact that the human brain learns most quickly during early childhood. Apparently simple tasks like identifying colors, shapes, and faces are actually massively complex. As you get older, it gradually becomes more difficult for the brain to make cognitive processes efficient. The downside is that teens also learn destructive behaviors. Teens tend to internalize criticism from parents, teachers, and peers, and they can form self-destructive thinking habits. As a matter of fact, they also become addicted more quickly. In a way, addiction is a kind of learning disorder, but whereas a typical learning disorder makes useful learning difficult, addiction makes harmful learning easy. Teens learn much more quickly that drugs or alcohol produce pleasurable experiences that they want to repeat.
You mentioned the teenage brain earlier. Is it true that the brains of teens are not fully developed and that this also has something to do with it?
You're right. Teens' brains aren't yet capable of mature judgment. This may seem obvious, but there is a physiological reason why teens often show poor judgment. Car insurance, for instance, gets cheaper after age 25 as experience and judgment combine to produce a competent driver. Before then, judgment is often poor, and even when teens know rationally that they shouldn't do something, they may lack the willpower to resist doing it. They may not have the skill to regulate their emotions, or they may not think ahead to the consequences. This isn't always a bad thing. It can lead them to try things many adults wouldn't consider, leading to new experiences and mistakes that they can learn from. However, if the mistake includes using addictive drugs, it's not always so easy to undo the damage.
Interesting. Another factor may be that teens are under a lot of pressure, right?
Absolutely. Teens often feel a lot of pressure from friends, parents, and teachers. A surprisingly high number of teens develop anxiety disorders and depression. More than 30% of teens have an anxiety disorder. It's much more common among girls than boys. Anxiety is a major risk factor for substance use and addiction. People often try to relieve their anxiety with alcohol, marijuana, pills, or opioids, which can easily lead to dependence and addiction. Teens are especially prone to social anxiety. They often feel insecure, have problems with their self-confidence, and have body image issues. Many of them try to overcome these issues with alcohol or marijuana.
Is it possible for teenagers to stop an addiction themselves, or do they need professional help? What would you recommend?
The good news is the fact that teens quickly learn addictive behavior also helps them unlearn it. Just as early use makes you more prone to addiction, early treatment makes it easier to recover. According to statistics, teens often recover from addictions much more quickly than adults, and they often have to cope with less severe withdrawal symptoms. With proper treatment, most teens can make a full recovery. What's more, since substance use is often a sign of another issue, such as depression or anxiety, getting treatment is an opportunity to find out about the underlying cause and the reasons why the teen developed the addiction. This can keep them from getting addicted for the rest of their life.
That's really good news indeed. Thank you very much for the interesting interview. Next on...